Hello, and welcome to Arcane Connection, episode 16, the Grimgroth Award. Okay, I know it's been a long time since we did one of these, and I apologise for that. Tonight, I'm joined by Lloyd Graney. I am, as always, CJ. Now, I'm not so well at the moment. I've had a few health issues that I've been struggling with for some time. So, I apologise that if that's delayed me posting on the forum or getting the Grimgroths finished. How it started, it was back in March of this year, the Oscars were on television, and I suddenly thought, hey, why don't we have a strictly unofficial Oscars for Ars Magica, and we can give out some awards to those who come to Grand Tribunal, and maybe make an award or some such. And in the end, we came up with a number of categories. And how we did that was, I asked people on the forum to suggest categories. And then after a couple of days of that, we opened nominations on those categories. And then after 2 weeks of that, we closed it for a couple of weeks while I was being ill and having my health examined. And then I returned with the voting form, which was open for, I think, 3 weeks. No, actually, it was a whole month, I think. So in the end, we had a reasonably good turnout. About 45 people were involved in nominations, I think. And about 75 people voted. Which is not a huge number, but it is, considering, you know, I didn't push it as hard as I could have done if I'd had much more time and if I'd been well. I think we managed to get a lot of people beyond those who, the usual regulars on the Atlas Forum. We got some people from very unusual parts of the web showing up, as I found out from comments and things. So, it's been a long time, Lloyd. Are you excited?
I'm very excited, yes.
And here we are tonight at what I like to think of as Ars Magica's equivalent of the Eurovision Song Contest. For the Americans among us, that'll mean nothing. But if you imagine Lloyd as Terry Wogan, he hasn't got a bottle of whiskey, unfortunately. But if you're European, you might understand what that means. We are going to be doing Eurotrash. Oh, sorry, Grimgroth Awards, yeah?
Yes, the Grimgroth Awards.
The Grimgroth Awards. So, the 2014 Grimgroth Awards for Ars Magica Excellence, by kind permission, but not authorised by Atlas, are as follows. Lloyd, could you care to introduce the first act tonight, which is question number one.
Which is the best edition of Ars Magica? The nominations are 5th edition or 3rd edition.
So the important thing here was that doesn't mean that nobody went for 1st, 2nd or 4th edition. Actually, nobody did. But if they had done, I only take the top 4 nominated categories for the nominations, the one which had the most nominations, if that makes sense. It'll make more sense to you later. So anyway, for the moment, the only ones which were nominated were 5th edition and 3rd edition.
That's right.
Right, now, we don't have the lovely Becky to open the envelope tonight. So Lloyd, can you tell us which edition won?
That was 5th edition.
So 5th edition by David Chart wins with 90% of the vote.
That is not that surprising in the fact it is the current edition and, in my opinion, the best one so far.
Well, maybe. Maybe it's always hard to tell these things, but it got 90% of the vote. So let's move on to the second act, which I think is the one we're all waiting for. Maybe we should have left this till last, but let's do it now.
Yeah.
Which is the best Ars Magica supplement?
Yep, the nominations in this category were House of Hermes Mystery Cults.
Houses of Hermes Mystery Cults.
Yeah. Art and Academy.
Yep.
Covenant.
Yep.
Houses of Hermes True Lineages.
Yep.
Ancient Magic.
Yep.
And Hedge Magic Revised Edition.
Yep. Now, I think there's some books there that would surprise a lot of people. I mean, Ancient Magic, Art and Academy, maybe not the first books you'd think of. Maybe Hedge Magic, slightly obscure as well. Lloyd, what were your feelings on that? I mean, what would you have gone for if you'd, well, you did vote. Are you going to reveal what you voted for or discuss what you thought of the voting process there? It's a hard call because there are so many fantastic books in the line. I mean, Antagonist is a great book.
Yeah. As I said, there were far too many good books in the line to really drill them down. I can't.
There were over 30 books, I think, total nominated from about 3 editions, possibly 4 editions. So to actually get it down to 6, what I had to do was I took the 6 which had the most votes. So I think it went something like 1, 2, and then a lot of books with equal votes on 3, and that's how we got the nominations. Anyway, the nominations were Ancient Magic, Arsenal Academy, Covenants, Hedge Magic, Mystery Cults, House of Hermes Mystery Cults, and Houses of Hermes True Lineage. And the winner was Covenants. So Covenants wins with actually quite a good lead there. So what are your feelings on that? Covenants was a great book. Would you have expected it to win?
I wouldn't have expected it to win, no. It's a very, very wordy book. I most prefer one of the Houses of Hermes books to win. I think I've personally voted for True Lineages.
Ah, controversial there. I like True Lineages because I think it defined an awful lot about how the game works, and it has become very important. I'm just trying to find my copy of Covenants so I can tell people who the authors were. I mean, I should know this off the top of my head. I know Timothy Fergus and Eric Dahl were involved, but I can't actually see my copy of Covenants. Somebody's wandered off with it, so we'll just have to thank the authors for their sterling job on that. And yeah, I mean, the thing about Covenants is there are systems in it that we haven't used a lot. There's a lot of good stuff in there which we hardly ever use, and I did find understanding the lab rules a bit difficult to start with, didn't you?
They were initially, particularly the magical breakthrough rules, were difficult to get your head around initially.
The finance rules are fun, yep. And we've used those quite a bit, and yeah, it's an enjoyable book, and I think it's a deserved victory. And so, a book that I certainly wasn't involved with, though I was writing for ours back then, Covenants is, you know, a book that I was actually a playtester on, actually, thinking about it, as were you. So we can't really complain about it too much.
No, we can't.
But yeah, Covenants, deserved win, voted Best Ars Magica Supplement 2014. Okay, what's the next one?
Which is the best cover?
Ooh, best cover. Okay. Now, the art doesn't always get all the love it could do, and covers are a thing of interest. So grab your book collection and have a look, because the art, well, the nominations are, in alphabetical order, Against the Dark, the Transylvania Tribunal. Ars Magica 3rd Edition.
Surprising.
Yeah. Hooks, very recent book. In fact, I don't think it was even out at the time we had the voting, so people must have been going from the artwork on the web. Rival Magic, The Church, and Transforming Mythic Europe. So once again, 6 books. Go on then. Which do you think's got the best cover? Can you remember?
Well, I personally prefer Transforming Mythic Europe.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's a good cover.
Yes.
In fact, it's a tie. And I think it's a deserved tie. And it's a tie between Transforming Mythic Europe and Against the Dark.
Both good covers, yeah.
Both excellent covers. I think we should really praise the by name the artist. So I'm going to grab my copies. You're going to find Transforming Mythic Europe. And I'm going to name the artist for the cover. Because, of course, there are a number of artists involved. I know who did the 5th edition, whatever you want to call it, the overall 5th edition trade dress. That was J. Scott Reeves. But this one was Grey Thornbury. That's Against the Dark was Grey Thornbury. Now, Transforming Mythic Europe. Who did the cover for that? Lloyd's just trying to find my copy now. It may very well be downstairs. Oh, he's found a copy. Okay.
Cover illustration was by Christian St. Pierre.
So Christian St. Pierre and Grey Thornbury, congratulations. And of course J. Scott Reeves for that distinctive Ars Magica 5 look, which has been on every single book so far, and we love it. So yeah, okay, let's move on. A tie, so both authors, I'll just send them an email. Both artists, I'll send them an email to congratulate them.
The next category is which is the best tribunal book?
Now, let's face it. When Provincial comes out, you'll have 13 to vote for. So, I'll tell you what, we won't reveal that one yet.
Okay.
Or will we? No, we'll reveal it. What the hell? Let's go through them in order. It's easier. So, the nominations were Transylvania, Against the Dark. The Rhine, Guardians of the Forest. Stonehenge, Heirs to Merlin. The Contested Isle, Hibernia. And Thebes, The Sundered Eagle. And this is the closest imaginable category. There are 3 which are almost neck and neck, but by a single vote, Lloyd, can you guess what won?
Hibernia?
Nope.
Ah.
It was the first tribunal book to come out. It's Guardians of the Forest, and there's so much that's good in there. And, you know, it's one of my favourite Ars Magica books, and this is deservedly wins. It had a different feel to those which came later. But there's a massive amount of fascinating material in there, including the guilds, the Oak Guild, the Acorn Guild, or whatever it's called, the Oak Guild, the Linden Guild. It's got loads of good covenants. It gave you a load of hermetic history we hadn't seen before. And it covers not one, but 3 Domus Magni. So what do you think? Which is your favourite tribunal book?
Out of all the ones, the 5th edition ones, I think Transylvania is very good.
Yeah, I like Transylvania.
Hibernia adds new aspects to
the order. Yep, I like that. I like Thebes. But let's face it, I like Normandy, but the one that won by a single vote in the end, and it was 15-14-14, and the others were similar, weren't far behind. Okay, next one down.
Who is your favourite Atlas Games Forums poster?
Right, okay. The votes were, in alphabetical order, CJ.23, which some of you will know is an incredibly sexy, attractive, charming and intelligent Dane. Oh, sorry, it's me. Yeah, oh, well, it's true. So the second option was Eric Tyrrell, who many of us know. Timothy Ferguson, the author. In fact, the same as Eric and myself, who are also authors. And Xavi. And Xavi, one of our Spanish posters, is also now an author. As far as I know, I believe he's written. So, or at least has published in Sub Rosa, because I know the name. So we're all authors. Now that's quite telling, because how many forums would have so many of the actual authors on?
Not many, no.
It doesn't seem to happen with TSR and stuff as much, does it? It's a shame.
Atlas Games do seem to have a reputation for the actual authors supporting the material directly.
Right, well, I'd like to thank my fans, I'd like to thank God, I'd like to thank my agent, I'd like to thank... Oh no, hang on, I lost. Okay, the winner of the best Atlas Games poster, very close with three others, but the winner... By a couple of lengths, is Mr. Timothy Ferguson. So, well done, Timothy.
Well done, Timothy.
Congratulations, and a greatly deserved victory for your efforts on the forum. But I must say that Eric and Xavi are wonderful posters, and I pop in occasionally when I'm well enough. Right, what's next down?
The next topic is Best Fan Support Project of 2013.
Well, obviously... I'm slightly biased here because I've got a couple of nominations and one of them is Arcane Connection. So hopefully those who are listening to this episode voted for Arcane Connection, but looking at the voting figures, I think we can safely say they didn't. Another project that I'm heavily involved with is Grand Tribunal. Run Grand Tribunal UK, and it's been going for 7 years. Our American equivalent's been going for 6. The 8th one is this August. I hope you'll come and join us. And Grand Tribunal is amazing and... obviously, it didn't win.
Didn't it?
No. You can basically say that Arcane Connection got a handful of votes and Grand Tribunal got twice as many votes as Arcane Connection. But the two biggies were the ones which won. So it's between Project Red Cap. Now, Project Red Cap is the resource. Another one which was nominated but didn't get enough nominations to be in the big four was the Atlas Games Forum, which I would have thought was a superb choice. But Project Red Cap, the encyclopedia of the order that's been around since the beginning, or Sub Rosa the fanzine. Which one?
I say Sub Rosa.
It was Sub Rosa. It had to be Sub Rosa. Congratulations to Ben McFarlane and to Mark Lawford on their wonderful, wonderful, wonderful fanzine. And all their hard work over the years on it, and to Alex who set it up, and everybody else who was involved in the first iteration, and you know it's been going now for longer than most Ars Magica fanzines lasted. The record is Ars Mag with 22, I think it was, issues, which was a French one. I think it was Eric Curris, and I intend to do 23 of these podcasts and then stop, just so I've had the longest running fan project.
Of course.
Right, okay, so the next one down is what?
Best Ars Magica author.
Okay. And the nominations were?
Timothy Ferguson.
Yep.
Eric Dahl.
Yep.
Mark Lawford.
Yep.
Christian Jensen Roma.
Of course.
And Mark Shirley.
And astonishingly, somebody actually voted for me. Well, a handful of people voted for me. No, actually quite a lot of people voted for me. But the winner is, can you guess this one?
Timothy.
It's Timothy Ferguson. Yeah. Our favourite Ars Magica author is Timothy Ferguson. And I stand in awe of our Antipodean author. In fact, all of them. And Timothy has always been a pleasure to work with. His ideas are controversial. At times, Minister, I would say courageous. I originally did wonder if his treatment of House Creamon might be very courageous, Minister. But for those who don't know, yes, Prime Minister, but he got away with it, despite those meddling forum kids. And yeah, he's fantastic. And actually, Fairy, I love, absolutely love the take on Fairy because of my weird parapsychological biases, though. I know a lot of people who like John Sneed's Dark, Light, Summer and Winter Courts take. That was good, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Right, okay, so the best Ars Magica author of 2013 award goes to, Grimgroff 2014 goes to, Timothy Ferguson. Well done, Timothy. The thing that shocked me there was the people who didn't appear. Now, Matt Ryan, to me, has to be one of the biggest names of all in Ars Magica.
He certainly helped write a lot of
Andrew
the
Smith.
First,
I mean, well, he's brilliant. No, he's brilliant, and he's still writing now. And there's so many others. Andrew Gronowski, you know, a massive name in Ars. But these people didn't actually get quite enough nominations because... obviously, a lot of people wanted to nominate me because I'm lovely and wonderful and awesome. And no, I'm joking. No, a few people nominated me, probably because I was running the poll and they thought that I knew who was voting for what. I didn't. It was totally anonymous. Okay, next up is the...
Best Canonical Creature.
Best Canonical Creature. And this one... Right, okay, go on, read them out if you can.
Yep. The Dragon Abbot from Antagonists.
Yep, the Dragon Abbot.
Yeah. The King of Sokotora from Rival Magic.
Yep, Socotra. Yep. Socotra.
Vernos the Fire Drake from Realms of Power Magic.
I do like that one. Yeah, Vernos. Yep.
And Ladon from Ancient Magic.
So, there's a big dragon thing going on here if you actually know what those dudes are. It's basically dragons, 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 more dragons. Okay, I think I know which one won. Go on, Lloyd. What do you think won?
Vernos the Fire Drake.
No, I like that one. I do love that one. I love the dragons in ROP Magic. I like the cats as well. No, it was won by a character from Antagonist. It was Ben's... sorry, is it Ben? I can't remember who did it, actually. Yeah, it was Ben. I'm pretty sure it was. The Dragon Abbot, and it's magnificent. It's a wonderful story. Chapter 6, I think, of Antagonists. Well worth picking up that book if you haven't got it. And it was a well-deserved victory. Right, next one down.
Next one is Best Non-Hermetic Magic System.
Yep.
And the nominations are the Sihir from Cradle and Crescent.
Yep.
The Gruagak from Hedge Magic Revised.
Yep.
The Augustan Brotherhood from Rival Magic.
Yep.
And the Nightwalkers also from Rival Magic.
Okay. And by a short head, the winner was the Augustan Brotherhood from Rival Magic. They're the Virgilian magicians, if you remember them. And they were voted the most popular. And the magic system they use has appeared in a few... I think it appeared in one of the scenarios, if I remember rightly, that came out. Was it one of the ones in Tales of Power? Yeah.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, they do make an appearance there. And I have heard them talked about from time to time. And from time to time, people send me emails about them. And I'm quite surprised and pleased because I wrote them. So if I may give my short acceptance speech, you know, because I've been waiting to do this all night and I've lost everything.
Of course.
The Augustan Brotherhood came about because... David had asked for magical systems based on authentic medieval magic, and I knew that in the Middle Ages, Virgil had a reputation as a great magician. And I started to read the history of Naples and the history of Sicily, and I started to look at the court of Frederick II Gloria Mundi, and it all fell into place, and it just wrote itself, really. And then I struggled, and I'd really like to thank all the playtesters who worked so hard to get the Augustan Brotherhood right. And we did finally manage it. So thank you very much for that. Let's move on to the next one.
Best Canonical Character.
Best Canonical Character. Okay.
And the nominations are Marco the Red Cap.
Whose tall tales are known for everywhere. Yep.
Conchiasa from Legends of Hermes.
Sounds like she should be in the Eurovision Cup, but in the Eurovision Song Contest. And now we have Conchiasa, who will be singing her Four Realms.
Yes.
Yes, sorry, no, carry on. She's the one who's attempting to unify the realms.
And finally, Prelix the Founder.
Prelix, a canonical character. He's been around since the beginning. Go on then, who's going to win?
I like Prelix.
You like Prelix? Well, you're going to be delighted by the votes then, because the result is Prelix. And I think it might just be because everybody who voted is guaranteed to have heard of Prelix of Ex-Miss.
Yes.
Whereas they might not know who Conchiata is. And there might be a few people who don't know who Marco the Red Cap is if they haven't read Covenants or read Timothy's stuff. So, yeah. But, yeah, congratulations, Prolix. You have won. House Ex Miscellanea can be very, very proud of you, of their founder. And let's move on to... In fact, it's not House Ex Miscellanea, isn't it? Isn't it just Ex Miscellanea?
It's just Ex Miscellanea.
Yeah. So, okay, let's move on to the Best Talisman.
Yep. The nominations in this one are Gwyndion's Riding Tree from Magi of Hermes and Troll's Wife, the Talisman of Hugh of Flambeau, also from Magi of Hermes.
Where's my copy of Magi of Hermes? Can you see it anywhere? Yeah, no, that's Legends of Hermes. Right, okay. For those who are wondering why we're struggling so much, I've been quite ill and I've been out tonight. I've only just got in. So we haven't had time to prepare this. It's been thrown together by me and Lloyd in a space of a few seconds. But the important thing is I'm going to tell you, hopefully, who wrote those Magi. So Gwydion was written by Saul Roberts. And well done the nomination, Saul. And Troll's Wife is Hua Flombo, isn't it?
It is.
And Hua Flombo is Mark Shirley. Oh, excellent. So Mark Shirley and Saul Roberts. And tonight, the winner is, Lloyd, Saul Roberts for Gwydion's Riding Tree.
I like that one.
I like that one. Well done, Saul. So congratulations to Saul and commiserations to Mark. And finally,
the house most improved in 5th edition.
It's not quite finally. There's one more category as well after that, which is the Lifetime Achievement Award for Ars Magica, that we only give to the person who we think is going to snuff it in the next 6 months. No, not me. That's irrelevant. No. Who we give to the person who has given so much to the hobby that we can confer upon them this doom.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, so, right. How's, which, firstly, let's just do the last one of the categories. Which house was most improved in 5th edition?
Yeah, the nominations were Tremere or Creamon.
House Tremere, or Tremere, as some say, or House Creamon. Now, the interesting thing about this is, if I remember rightly, House Tremere, who did it? Let me think. Is it Timothy Ferguson? Because I'm sure Creamon was. Right, so I'm looking for my copy of Houses of Hermes, True Lineages for Tremere. Yeah.
Yep, they're both True Lineages.
Yep, and I'm pretty sure, because it sounds like Timothy. It's got to be Timothy, surely. Yep, it's Timothy. So, the best, most improved house in 5th edition, was it by Mr. Timothy Ferguson, or was it by Mr. Timothy Ferguson? Which do you think is going to win?
I'd say Creamon.
You think it was most improved? You preferred it. Heretic! Heretic! Stone him! No, I've had so many people complain about the house Creamon. Bloody tree hipping, hugging hippies is what Luke called them. Do you remember?
Yes.
Because he used to like playing Creamon as psychotic assassins for some reason.
And you can still do that in 5th edition.
Well, yeah, if you're on the path of strife. Okay, as you probably guessed from what I just said, the overwhelming win there is for Mr. Timothy Ferguson and House Tremere. So well done, Timothy. I mean, it's a fantastic amount of work over two books, True Lineages, and of course later everyone else who worked with you on Against the Dark. So congratulations. So tonight, the Miss Joyful Prize for Raffia work, for those who know their Molesworth, goes to, it was the thing that Grabber of the Sixth got, the Miss Joyful Prize for Raffia work, goes to Mr. Timothy Ferguson, who's won Best Forum Poster, Best Author, had the Most Improved House, and I think appeared in half a dozen other categories.
He did, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, beware the Ides of March, Timothy. Beware the Ides of March. And there can be only one and other Highlander-type comments. These bloody authors, we need to start potting now. Okay, stop the microphone while we prepare the arcane connection.
Of course.
Are you sure you've got the right hair?
I definitely have now, yes.
Right. The red and the black goat is ready?
It is. The sacrifice is prepared.
Marvellous. Ha ha. Oh, you haven't turned it off. Sorry, and back to the plot. And so, we come to the one that I was talking about, which is, finally, which is a lifetime achievement. And, obviously, there are a huge number of names which spring to mind, such as Ken Cliff, the man who put demons behind every rosebush in 3rd edition. Mark Reinhagen, who I understand went on to write some other piddly role-playing games that one or two people played out there. There was that one about, what was it called, Twilight Sparkling? Yeah,
Twilight the Sparkling, yes.
Twilight the Sparkling, I thought that was one. And Werewolf the Poodling. Yeah. Oh, and Thing the Bumping.
Yes.
About the thing that goes bump in the night. Yeah, I remember Thing the Bumping. Was that Mark?
That was Mark, yes.
No, Mark is a legend in the gaming industry. Jonathan Tweed, he wrote Everway. That was the game of his I remember most. But he's written so much. I mean, Jonathan, again, is another legend. So, naturally, we haven't nominated any of those people. And, in fact, there were only three nominated candidates. And two of them got one vote each. And there were about 43 nominations for the same person. And so, may it not be the curse that befalls upon us all. The most loved role-playing game writer for Ars Magica since the game began. The man who is Mr. Ars Magica. The man who has done more for the line than anybody else by creating a rational, sensible magic system, by adopting sensible policies like high magic and high myth, by keeping the fan base happy, by generously rewarding the authors, not the nephews, who obviously deserve our love for keeping the game alive, but their line editor. Yes. Which line editor? You've guessed it.
David Chart.
Mr. David Chart. So, David, at Grand Tribunal this year, UK, we will be awarding you with the Grimgroff for Lifetime Achievement in Ars Magica. And I don't think anyone could doubt that it is utterly deserved.
It is very well deserved.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to keep a line of books together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think now that he's received his Lifetime Award, David will curse us thoroughly. I'd expect to, because have you ever noticed if you get a Lifetime Award, it's usually awful, because it usually means that, you know, you're expected to shuffle off this mortal coil within a week or two.
That sometimes happens, yeah.
In this case, David will go on, I'm sure, for many, many years to come to lead us in better and better things. And hoping my test results are positive, I'll be with us for a long time as well. So, let's see what happens next. So, Timothy Ferguson, utterly loved. Mr. Chart, he is Ars Magica to most people, without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, actually, can you imagine what would have happened if David hadn't done 4th and 5th Ed?
I believe Ars Magica would have died a death a long time ago.
Well, there are other people who were involved. I mean, David didn't start as 4th Ed line editor. He was the writer, as far as I know, the primary writer on 4th Ed. But 5th Ed, his baby, he's pulled it together beautifully. He could never have done it without John and Michelle Nephew.
No, without the support of Atlas Games.
Exactly. And now there's Cam as well. And I mean, you know, it's now becoming more and more a larger concern. But at the time, for a long time, it was John, Michelle and David who just kept the line going. And, you know, if the nephews hadn't rescued Ars Magica, well, we wouldn't have any of them. So this year at Grand Tribunal, we will be awarding David his award. I say we're awarding him his award in this rather clumsy way because I haven't decided what it is yet. But with our budget, it may well be a tube of Smarties painted gold. It can't be worse than the Diana Jones Award, which the British role players give out every year. Have you ever seen it?
I haven't seen that, no.
No, the Diana Jones Award. I assumed that she was some important person who'd perished in the 1980s in early role playing who was commemorated by it. No, it was when TSR UK were forced to destroy, as they ran out of license, every copy they had left of the Indiana Jones RPG. So they incinerated them, but somebody pulled a burning bit left out of it and they encased it in perspex, so it's just the word Diana Jones, because the inn has burnt off.
Yeah.
And it is forever, it's handed to, you know, the greatest role-playing achiever of the year, basically. Like, it's the big British award, it's the Diana Jones.
Yes.
So I thought it was quite funny.
Yes, sir.
But it's what happens when you lose a license. Okay, well, this has been Arcane Connection number 16. I've been Chris Romer.
And I've been Lloyd Graney.
And we hope to be with you for Arcane Connection number 17, DV. So, thank you once again to everybody who nominated, came up with categories, and voted in this year's Grimgroff. And if you've listened to this podcast and you couldn't hear a word of it because of the sound quality, don't panic, because Lloyd will be typing up the results and putting them on the Ars Magica forum as well shortly.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.